This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today, very honored to be speaking with the late PNB Rock's brother, PNB Mean. How you doing, man?
What's up, bro?
We've been talking. Like, I think I just reached out to send my condolences after he passed, and I don't. Have you done interviews yet, or is this the first one?
No, it's the first one. Dude.
Wow, so it's kind of an honor to be real.
Yeah,
definitely.
I fuck with you though.
I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, for sure.
So. Okay, let's get the whole story from the beginning. So you're how old was PNB Rock? Like, you're a little younger than him or older?
Yeah, I'm a little younger, 28. He 30. He died when he was 30.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying? So, but that was like me, my heart, you feel me?
Right, you were his little brother. So what was the environment like in terms of how you guys grew up?
I mean, it was transfer, you feel what I'm saying? But I got a twin brother, you feel what I'm saying? But me and Rock was the closest out of all my brothers. And, man, I got a brother that passed away before Rock. You feel what I'm saying? Same way. You mean? But, so, like, you already know how, you mean, how we've been living.
Yeah, how old were you guys when you lost your older brother?
I was, it happened, like, 2016.
Oh, 2016, so not that long. And really right around the height of his career, really.
Yeah, like he had just really, you know what I'm saying, started popping.
Because I think I interviewed PNB Rock in 2016.
Yeah.
And I remember being pretty fucking geeked because I definitely hadn't had anybody that was like on the radio and shit. Like, he was really popping at that time. And I remember feeling like, I got something. I got PNB Rock. That's a fucking big deal right now.
Yeah, he the GOAT.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay. But your older brother, like, he died during a robbery attempt, or what was the situation like?
Yeah, he died like in the middle, like, you know what I'm saying, like, Rock Glow, you feel what I'm saying? We was going through shit, you know how people be hating. You feel me? As soon as he get on, like, you mean, a bunch of hate start coming out the woodworks.
On a local level?
Yeah, in our hood.
Really?
Yeah.
So that type of envy and shit started to pop off right away?
Yeah, and it was like, that, like, you know what I'm saying? That, like, we fed with that first, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we brought it, it was in our hood, all type of shit. Like, everybody, like, PNB, our block, is like O Block.
Really?
Yeah.
In what sense? That just it's a crazy place, or that it's the home of a lot of legendary G's?
Both. Both. It's crazy, and it's like it's worldwide. You feel what I'm saying? But if you go there, it ain't safe. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, if you go to O Block, you feel me? They go down, like, they check in, you can't go, you just can't walk in the O Block.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can't just walk in on PNB.
Right.
So.
Definitely. And so PNB came from what was it again? Like, where did the crew name come from, and what age was it when that became a thing?
For real, PNB came, like, it was new. Like, I had went upstate, up in jail. I was in jail, you feel what I'm saying? And I came home and it was called PNB.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying? So at first it was just my block. Like, you know what I'm saying? Pastorius and Baton. That's what the P stand for, Pastorius, and then the N, and then Baton.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Shout out to the block. You feel me? You already know.
And was he the first one? Well, even before we get to the music though, you guys were like really in the streets. I got that from listening to your music earlier today, that you guys were definitely doing some business out there?
Yeah, we was knee deep.
Really?
Yeah.
Starting at like what age?
since like 9, 10, 11. I mean, that young age.
You were selling drugs?
Yeah, smoking and selling drugs.
You were selling crack? You were selling weed?
I started off selling crack.
And then it transitioned to other things over time?
Yeah, I started off smoking weed, you feel what I'm saying? And I don't know, I was young and I was like, damn, I gotta start selling something. You feel what I'm saying? And I don't wanna smoke my product.
Right.
I learned that from a Biggie song, Young, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, that's good that he had to tell you. Yeah, no, I mean, I think a lot of people actually learned a lot from that song at that time, because I was young as fuck when I heard that.
I was young, but...
Like, don't get high off your own supply. I heard that from that song probably for the first time.
Yeah. For sure.
Okay, so you guys just... Was there somebody who got you into that, or was that just kind of the culture? He got you into it.
Yeah, I didn't know he was smoking weed.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know he was smoking weed, so one day, I was 9... He was 11, you feel what I'm saying? And I just started chilling with him one day, because I had my own little clique when I was 9 years old.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We were running around the streets doing a bunch of crazy stuff, you feel what I'm saying? And then I started hanging with bro, you feel what I'm saying? Like, because I used to be with my twin, then I started hanging with bro when I started smoking weed. He put me on, you feel me? I smoked my first L with him. I was geek, like, with him and my older brother.
Mm-hmm.
I was geek. I was like, right, and I was turned out after that.
Mm. So, but was that pretty consistent in your life until his music career started popping off?
Low key, bro was like, he always liked the music. You know what I'm saying? Since we was babies. Like, he came out the womb dancing. You get what I'm saying? I heard stories from my mama. Yeah.
He always had it in him.
He always had it in him. And like, they used to always buy him toys, like little guitars and drums. You know, he used to play drums. Like, he nice with the drums. Like, he not play piano. He just, like, real instrumental. You know what I mean?
Right.
He tapped into his artist, like, at a young age.
And was that really influential on you or on the whole family?
For real. No, like, my mom, she tried to have me on that, but I was just, once I started smoking weed, and I started selling drugs, like, I was just in the streets.
Really?
Yeah. I wasn't with that. He was with it, but I wasn't with it. Like, he used to rap. We used to have a little clique in the hood, you know what I'm saying, on some young boy stuff. But he was, like, one of the head rappers, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And my man, yeah, but I was in the streets, bro. All
right. Because I feel like he was someone who was, like, a real, true musician. I remember him talking to me about being locked up for years. And he was singing that, you know, what was the song that ended up having the Kodak verse on it? So Many Years.
Yeah.
I think that's the title. He like just told me that he was singing that in the prison for years and years and years and had to keep the melody in his head until he got out so he could record it. And that just like really strikes me as somebody who's not just making music because he's an opportunist or because he sees a way towards, you know, money out of it. I think he was the real deal in a lot of ways.
I kind of believe that story that you're saying, because when we was in jail, I was in jail, he was in jail, and we was writing each other from jail to jail before they stopped it. They stopped that.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? They stopped it. We used to write each other from this prison to that prison.
They stopped you two specifically from doing it, or they stopped like all prisoners
can't write like to others?
Interesting.
But it was like, you know what I'm saying? I was contacting them, you know what I'm saying? That was good. He was... Them letters, like, really helped me, you feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Do a lot.
That's too bad they took that away.
Yeah, they took that away, you know what I'm saying?
But how much prison time did you end up doing? And how much did he do? Because he had, like, one long stint in particular, right?
Yeah, he had. Let me tell you from how I, like, you feel what I'm saying, how I started?
Sure.
I came home from school, and I was selling, like, a little weed on the block, you feel what I'm saying? And I got done, so I called my bro. I'm like, yo, come get me, you feel me? Something down, I'm gonna go home. Little regular day, like a Tuesday or something like that. And we was driving, and it was like four of us in the car. Me, my other two homies, Liam and my man Wally. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
We was in the whip, and we got pulled over. You feel me? And he got a strap in the trunk. And I didn't even know there was a strap in the trunk, you feel what I'm saying? I was just riding with my bro and all of them, you feel what I'm saying? I had a little bit of weed left, like 2-3 bags. smoking on the way back. You know what I mean? But I was like 16. And he was like, yeah. He was like adult 18. So they pulled us over, whatever. I took the case, you feel what I'm saying, for my bro. You know what I'm saying? Cause I had some stuff going on with me too. I was on the run. You feel what I'm saying? I took the case for my bro and they wound up charging me as an adult. But I was a juvenile, so that's why I took the case, you feel what I'm saying? Uh-huh. I thought I was gonna do less time or some thorough, you feel what I'm saying? But they charged me as an adult and I went up top, upstate.
And you had to do how many years?
5 years.
5 years just for being in a car with a gun?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was real, like, I don't know, they cooked me.
Is that standard in Philly, though?
No, not really. I had 2 years, 2.5 to 5, and I did the whole 5. I was wilding. I was wilding. You know what I mean?
Oh, so you were getting a lot of trouble while you're locked up?
Yeah, I maxed out.
And so then while you're locked up, he ends up catching a case?
Yeah, while I was locked up, he ended up catching the case too. You feel what I'm saying? A little case, and he went upstate and he did like 2 years. You feel what I'm saying? 2 years. And he came home while I was still upstate. So I'm writing him and all that. We trying to figure it out what he gonna do, but he was telling me he was writing raps in jail.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? He came home, started rapping, and he blew up, you know what I mean? While I was booked.
From your recollection, though, how did he really blow up? Like, how did you see it happening? Because it's pretty crazy, just the idea of him going from no traction, no music out, nothing, to becoming a big star. Like, how did it play out?
He started like tapping into, like, you know what I'm saying, he started spreading his wings instead of just being on the block.
Right.
He met new people. Like, he met our manager, his name Mont, MFN, you feel what I'm saying? And he had him on different stuff, you know what I'm saying? Had him on the music, had him in the studio and all that. And then he met with Bam too, you feel what I'm saying? And he a manager. He was like heavy in the music in Philly, local, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was tapped in with Meek back in the day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it was just a good look for Rock.
Definitely. So did you start just like moving around with him all the time as soon as his career took off?
I came home from upstate. Right. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't know like what it was like to be famous and none of that. You mean I came home, it was brand new.
Mm.
Like as soon as I came home first day, we get off the bus, you know what I'm saying? He there, you feel me? It was just like a different feeling, you feel me? Little kid stopped hopping off the bus to take pictures with him. Then he run to take pictures with me.
When you never been that guy before, or you've never been around that kind of energy, it can be pretty fucking crazy to see
like,
that. Yeah,
come on, man. I was like, yo, well, they coming to take pictures with me now? Like, you know, I'm all shy. Like, so I'm like, this is crazy. But it was lit. Like, I was taking pictures and all that. So it opened my eyes to a lot. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm like, damn, my brother lit. Like, He got something going on. What's going on now? Like, you know what I mean? Because I was in jail. I wasn't really, you don't see it when you in jail.
Right.
Because you gelling. You know what I'm saying?
You hear about it, but it's hard to imagine it being real.
You seen the pictures and all that, but I was stuck in the time when I got booked.
Damn. So, but did you guys start like going on tour together or like you moving around touring with them all the time?
Like, my first show like was like Powerhouse. It's a big show in Philly.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Mont, like, you ready? I'm like, what for what? Like, we about to be out. I'm like, all right, so we out. We all go get matching outfits with the New Lane t-shirts and all that. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't know we was going to, like, a stage. You feel what I'm saying? A big show like that. It was crazy, bro. I was nervous, so nervous. Like, I was sweating. You know what I'm saying? It was my first time seeing them lights. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You see them lights, you get real nervous, like.
Right.
But I'm cool now. Like, you mean, but. That shit was crazy.
Definitely. So around that time, though, did it just get like really out of control? Because like the big song was Every Day We Lit, right? Like, was that when it just completely hit a different level?
Yeah. I don't really remember which one was first, Selfish or Every Day We Lit.
Okay. Yeah. Those were the two,
it was
right?
Like right in the same.
Actually, I think, I kind of remember Selfish being
they
the first
both
one. Yeah.
Like crazy. You know
and
what
there
were
such different vibes, too. Totally different types of songs.
Yeah. Definitely. But they was like, if you he performed them every show, what? It'd be vibes. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Selfish or Every Day We Lit can go at the end.
Right.
Of his performances.
And so what changes did you see taking part in his life? Because you can't just like get that famous and have money and shit all of a sudden without some shit changing. So did you see him like developing as a person, or what was that transformation like?
Yeah, I did. I did see it in me being like, you know what I'm saying? He helped me grow up a lot, you know what I'm saying? Because I used to be in my ways and I used to be like turned up, you know what I'm saying, and crazy. I used to be throwed off a little bit, like on some, yo, sorting, bro, bro, tripping, yo, get you, man, get me in. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I used to be, but I seen him, how he wised up and all that, and he brushing shoulders with different people, you feel what I'm saying? That's making that paper, and I want to make paper, you know what I'm saying? So I had to dumb it down, like, I can't scare niggas away, you feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I seen the mature of him, especially when he had a daughter.
Were you there when they beat up Lil B?
Yeah, I was there.
It just occurred to me.
I was there, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You didn't know who he was like that?
Nah. I didn't know who he was. I didn't. I was from honest to God. I didn't know. I just knew that this was our peoples. You know what I'm saying? I'm rocking with my peoples no matter what. You know what I mean? So.
Do you remember being surprised at the backlash that you guys got as a result of that, though?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it was crazy because it's like my manager out there, his phone got hacked.
Really?
My phone got hacked. My brother's phone got hacked. It was just weird at that time. It was just weird.
Yeah. So it was a weird time, too.
Yeah.
Just because when I saw the footage, I'm like, there's no way that they know what Lil B, like, he's just not the kind of guy that needs to, you know, it seemed like an overt response.
We was with XXXTentacion that day.
Yeah, that was that day.
Night. Yeah, that night. And it was the same night he got into it with the Migos.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
So you were hearing him describe the situation and all that?
Yeah, like, we was like with him, like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
That was our guy.
Yeah, because P&B Rock and him were pretty close. They had music on super early, because of Orlando, really, probably, right?
Yeah. Orlando. Shout out to
Orlando's the A&R who signed both of them super early on, as well as Kodak and a bunch of other people.
Yeah, he... That's how I met a lot of them dudes, you know what I'm saying? Through, like, my brother really tapping in with O, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I ain't gonna lie.
Damn. So, okay, how would you describe, like, how his career sort of unfolded from that point on? Because it feels like, you know, like, the last few years have been weird. We just got through, like, you know, damn near 2 years, 3 years of COVID, when like times were pretty fucking weird for artists where they weren't really on tour and stuff like that.
Yeah, that was crazy. You hear me?
Yeah. So what was your perspective on like how he was, you know, handling his career and stuff during that time?
Low key, we was thugging. We was still like having motion. You get what I'm saying? Like he was still like, he was still out and about. Like, he was still, like, he had little video shoots and all that. People was pulling up. But without that, like, he was with his family. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
With his daughter. You feel me? His baby mom. They was chilling. They used to be spending a lot of time together. And I'd pull up on them all day and night.
Right. Did you feel like at a certain point he maybe, like, became a little bit less interested in just spending all his time pursuing music stardom? Or did he? No, was he always passionate about that?
It was. He was always passionate in music. Like it was nothing like everything. Even if I stopped, I wasn't. Like, it was me. You get what I'm saying? Like now I'm tapped in. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm tapped all the way in. But he was always in. You feel me? Like he was in his glow.
Right. Definitely.
Every time.
But you saying you were thugging like. I was just rewatching parts of the Academics interview that he died did right before he passed, and I mean he was making that pretty clear that he was out, he was doing his thing, he wasn't necessarily having security around him and shit like that. That he was out here handling himself, and he wasn't necessarily scared to put himself in situations where he had to, you know, come face to face with gangsters in L.A. and shit like that. I mean, you know.
Yeah, like. That's how I'm kind of like, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm mad, like, because we always together. You know what I'm saying? So when he say he thugging, I'm in the cut. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You were always holding him down in that way?
Sure. Like, and if I'm thugging, he in the cut.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's how we come. Like, he good when, like, he good. Like, He good.
Were you with her when he went to the Jordan Downs like you talked about in that interview?
Say that one more time.
The Jordan Downs, like the projects in LA that he talked about. You weren't there that day?
Nah. Oh, when you talking about the projects?
Yeah, like the projects that Greedo.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah, I was there. Shout out to Greedo and shout out to Gooch.
Because that was a wild story for him to tell. Because from an LA perspective, not many people are headed over there. And when we saw that, we were like, damn, PNB Rock is not worried. He's out here.
Yeah, like I'm saying, I ain't gonna lie. So they try to G-Tech niggas and all that, but like they wind up fucking with us the long way.
What was your perspective on how that situation happened with Greedo and shit?
It was just like, it was like we knew there's some shit like was bound to happen. You feel what I'm saying? But we didn't know all the way they were gonna be thorough. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The long way, like,
because this is early Greedo.
You
didn't know about Greedo at this time, right? This is how you found out about him.
Yeah, this is how I found out about him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You see, I got tats on my face. You see a nigga walk up with tats on his face talking that shit. You know you're gonna get real like, oh,
right.
But it wasn't even like that because they knew who Rock was, low key. Like damn. You just want to tap in, like, on some music shit, like, fuck, what is it? You know what I'm saying?
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's dope, though. Do you feel like they maintained, like, a real friendship? They kept talking after that?
Yeah, because I was just with my nigga the other day. You feel what I'm saying?
You were with Greedo?
No, Gooch. The one that was with Greedo.
Yeah. Shout out Gooch.
Yeah, I was just with him the other day. We was macking in the studio.
Really?
Yeah, on some cool shit.
That's what's up. It's pretty wild that Greedo's out.
Yeah. We was actually with him in the studio when he turned himself in.
Really?
Yeah, Rock was cooking some shit up with him, and I was just doing this, you mean? Rolling up, falling back.
Because I fucking forgot that PNB Rock was there, because wasn't it Uzi, Lil Pump, and Smoke Perp, and Greedo, and Desto Dub? I remember they were all hanging out. Like, and Greedo was like 72 hours late on turning himself into the prison because he was in the studio recording all this shit, and I fucking forgot that PNB was around during that.
Yeah, I had a couple pictures I had posted on my Instagram around that time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was a vibe, man.
So how much time were you spending coming out to L.A. while once he like kind of took up residence out here?
To be honest, I've been like, you mean, I've been back and forth. You feel me? Cause like, it's a lot going on.
Back home or
no? Like, I mean, yeah, back home and over here. You feel me? Like. Gotta figure some shit out. Like, ain't you mean? If you train, bro, you just train. You don't really talk about what you do. You feel what I'm saying? I'm different. I be really out here. You feel what I'm saying? So I can't really speak on all that shit.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm just talking about like before he passed, like in the years leading up to, you know, his tragic situation. Like, were you mostly in Philly while he was out here living in LA?
Hell no. We was together.
Oh, okay.
You feel what I'm saying? We was together. Like, what? Nah. Like, we was together, bro. I was always there. You know what I'm saying? If I ain't in the video, I'm right there. You feel what I'm saying? Making sure, like, I used to talk with the hitters. You feel what I'm saying? So if Rock talking to Lil Durk, I'm talking to, like, you feel what I'm saying? Mimo and all them. You feel what I'm saying? DQ and all them. I'm talking to, like, the hitters.
Right.
I'm in the cut. But now I'm like, Now I gotta be like more front line.
Mm. Definitely. So, I mean, I'm sure you guys had a lot of conversations about how to move around and how to navigate LA properly.
Yeah, man. That's why, like, we fucked with LA.
Mm-hmm.
We fucked with LA like long way. Like, that's why we was always out here. Like, you feel what I'm saying? We knew, like, it was hitters out here too, you feel what I'm saying? But, like, come on, bro, it's PNB Rock, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I ain't ever think that was gonna happen to my brother, you feel what I'm saying? Because he's so chill and he's so thorough, like, and he shows so much love, like, it was like, damn.
Right.
Like, come on, bro.
Where were you when you found out?
I was in Atlanta.
And your phone just starts exploding and people tell you?
I was supposed to come with him, but he had, like, an event that I couldn't go to. Like, on some, he went to T Grizzly wedding or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't, I wasn't invited. So, but I was just chilling. So I was falling back in the A, I'm saying, holding it down. And I was playing ball. And I got the call, like, late. Because, you know, I was playing ball, running around the court. So I was kind of, like, an hour late, bro.
Damn. And by the time you found out he was already gone, or is?
I mean, by the time I found out, I called my peoples and shit. Like, they said he was still moving.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was just like, I wasn't a friend. I was just going crazy, though.
Right. So, I mean, it's pretty hard to even talk about that time period without remembering how quickly the story became all about blaming it on his girlfriend. And all the news outlets really latched onto that narrative. And given that, I mean, as far as I know, they ended up basically saying that that was not how this happened. I don't know. Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. When some shit like that happened, the hood always talk. You get what I'm saying? So, I wait, like not a week, but like, you know what I'm saying, a couple days, and it's gonna come out what happened. If you like, you know what I'm saying, if you really silent, like, you know what I'm saying, I know some real niggas, you know what I'm saying, that be really on that, you know what I'm saying, and you won't know shit. You feel me? So, but of course, there's some people in the world that talk. So obviously, the story came out, and it wasn't, and she ain't had nothing to do with it. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So I already knew.
It's pretty terrible, though, because it's not like anybody who was talking trash about her at that time has come out and apologized for the fact that they were shitting on her during probably the worst time of her whole life. Some people apologized.
I mean, shout out to Kodak Black, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, you're right, yeah.
Shout out to Kodak Black, you feel me? He definitely apologized to her,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, through phone. You feel what I'm saying? He called my phone. Well, I hit him, and you feel what I'm saying? He made that right. You feel me? He brought me out, and when he came to my city, all type of love. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So shout out to them people that really, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Because my thing about that is that even if that was true, even if she had posted it and that was the reason why the shit happened, whatever, it still is fucking terrible for the internet to just gang up on this innocent person and just fucking throw them under the bus. And, you know, like, it's just, in the time of somebody losing their life, it seems like such an inappropriate reaction, you know?
Yeah, no, real shit, true. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was thinking the same, like, damn. But, you know, I was in the field at the time, so I was trying to see what's going on.
Right.
So I wasn't really focused on nothing else.
Yeah, like what did you actually do afterwards? You came right to LA?
Yeah, me and my peoples came to LA, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because there was some news outlets that put out rumors that you were like out here on some crazy shit. And I didn't really know what to think of that, because on one hand, I guess that would be kind of understandable. And on the other hand, so I don't know. This is kind of hard to believe, yeah.
Rumors, they gonna say what they gonna say, you feel what I'm saying?
Mm.
But the real ones know, you feel me? I mean, shout out to the real ones.
Yeah, I have no idea. But, I mean, in general, though, I mean, how would you describe your emotional state? Was it just pure
still
anger?
Still to this day, though, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I can't, you see how I'm shaking up, like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm shaking up, like, this shit fucking me up, you feel me? It still feel fresh, like new, like, cause it's like, damn, I ain't ever think, you mean?
Yeah.
You lose the brother already, you know what I'm saying, to some shit, and then you lose another brother. Like, if Payne was a person, it'd be me. You feel what I'm saying?
Damn. How do you deal with it?
I mean, and it's a good thing that my brother, like, left back a legacy. You feel what I'm saying? He had his own weed strand gone. You get what I'm saying? And it's called Candy Lane. I actually brought you some too.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Great,
yeah, it's called Candy Lane. And it's some gas, you feel what I'm saying? I'm going to keep this going. You feel what I'm saying? I'll be smoking a lot.
Uh-huh.
You feel what I'm saying? It's definitely, you feel me? I don't know what camera I got to put this to, but you know. Man.
Fire. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. Spread it out around whoever needs something.
Right, so they're continuing to do this brand and everything. It's a Joke Sub collab.
Yeah, with Runtz. You know who LB is.
Yep, we interviewed him a while back.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
We partnered up with LB, right. Scott. You know what I mean? And they really like, you feel what I'm saying, see what's going on, and they want to make sure everything cool as far as his family, you feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that everybody good, and this is a good step.
Right. Yeah, no, that's really, that's good, yeah. So was his will in order, or was like, had he taken care of that kind of shit? Because you hear a lot about this, where people don't have this shit.
I'm going to keep it real, like, we as, like, I'm saying, artists, is, we don't even think about that. You know what I'm saying? That's more of a soul, like a pop star, or like, you know what I'm saying? They be thinking of that, like country singers, they be thinking the wills and all that.
Usually by the time people get in their 40s, they start thinking about it, to be real. Like,
especially when you rapping, you in the field, like you rapping and you in the studio, like, you know what I'm saying? You're not about to be thinking about no, oh, I'm about to die, I gotta write a will, you know what I'm saying?
Right. You worried about tomorrow.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, you know what I mean? They don't tell you about, yo, we gotta write a will, cause like, this shit be, it can happen. You know what I'm saying? Anything can happen. But it's crazy, it only happened to like R&B and hip hop artists, and it don't happen to like country and pop stars.
I mean, really, if you have a business manager, an accountant or whatever, they should be having that conversation with you. Cause I know my business manager has been on my ass to get my will together for like the last 6 months. So me and my girl are just kind of getting it all together now.
It's sad. It's a sad thing to do.
Yeah. It's definitely like the last thing you want to be thinking about.
So that's probably why everybody's staying exactly. away from it.
Yeah, because they're saying the same shit about Takeoff, that his parents are having a lot of issues over the money and shit.
For real?
No, well, I saw a headline that said that. I'm not 100% sure, but I mean, it's incredibly common. My parents have told me that they know countless people who fell out when someone died and they ended up fighting and losing their whole relationship over fighting over the money, you know?
I mean, no, we ain't like, yeah, we ain't fighting or none of that. Like, I'm saying, I'm like really holding down a fort.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for. I'm trying to keep everybody together, bro. Like me and my people that I got close with me. If you see me with them, then they close with me.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? I trusted them. And we had like, threw a party for him for his birthday and all that. Like he still got stuff going. Like, he got a legacy. He got a club in Philly, you know what I mean? Threw a party for his birthday at the club. You feel what I'm saying? All my friends and family, you know what I'm saying? We shut down a joint just for my friends and family could vibe out and chill. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
It was real nice. You feel what I'm saying? And for all the holidays, I try to do something for everybody. You feel what I'm saying? Like Thanksgiving, I brought all the family. You feel what I'm saying? As much as I could. You feel what I'm saying? I brought them all in one crib, brought all the food, make sure everybody was cool. You feel what I'm saying? I be trying to do as much as I can for everybody because I know it was on him. And I ain't never know like he had this much weight because I was, you know, I'm his brother. I was on his ass too about shit. Like, damn, I need, you mean, they don't, yo, you feel what I'm saying? Then let me get the new wheels, the new sneaks, let me get them joints. And not even knowing he had like a whole lot of shit, other shit. Like,
right. What kind of relationship do you have with his girl and his kids?
That's my sister. Like, you feel what I'm saying? That's my niece. You feel me? I was just over there before I came out here. You mean? So I'll be like, really tapping in with everybody I need to tap in with, even if, like, I'm saying, it's like, you know what I'm saying? If time is fucked up, you know what I'm saying? Everybody going through their shit, they mean on their own, like, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's so sad when anybody loses their life in a situation like this, but then when you think about the extra layer of the pain that the kids are going to have to go through for their entire life, brutal thing that it's hard to fucking cope with.
Yeah, we got people like, you know what I'm saying, my manager, he out there, he be taking like my niece to school, picking her up, you know what I'm saying, when other people can't. Like, he really stepping up, and I appreciate it a lot. You feel what I'm saying?
Fucking terrible, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like, does it feel like it's kind of on you to keep his name alive and try to, like, you know, because
even if it ain't, I'm going to keep it alive. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that's my brother, bro. Like, it's my heart. I would be here talking about this, you know what I'm saying? Because we had different visions, you feel me? We had, like, he was trying to get me lit, you feel me? Like, on some, he was my biggest believer, you feel me? So,
right.
I don't know, like, you heard me, so.
Because he was, I saw there was, like, an Icebox video where he was buying you a Rolex and shit a year or two ago.
Yeah, he definitely be cashing out, like, that's what I'm saying. He do that to me, but he also did that to everybody else, you feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Whoever he, like, really, like, took a liking to, or he loved, you feel what I'm saying? He showed love. Like, come on, man. Even if he ain't know you, he gonna show you love.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty serious. It shows how much he cared about you, I guess. But, yeah, man, I don't know. Like, how, like, what is life like at this point? And how much do you feel like, how long did it take before you even were able to get back to having a somewhat normal life?
Kind of like, man, I don't, bro, this shit really, like, it's like, you know what I'm saying, a day at a time. Because, like, you be chilling, and you be turned up, and I make a play like this, but my brother ain't here. You feel what I'm saying? I'm here talking about him. You feel me? So I'm supposed to be with him. He supposed to be just chilling, making sure I'm cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, he was here. He used to come chill with you, you know what I'm saying? It was a good look. I'm like, damn, my bro. You feel me? And he supposed to be the same way. Like, damn, look at my bro.
He was always the dude I would see at the airport. I swear I seen him at the airport like 3 times, 4 times, something like that. So
in traffic, you feel what I'm saying? He was like,
yeah.
He had me spread my wings. I'm trying to tell you, like, I was really a block boy. I ain't know nothing about the block. You know what I'm saying? I really ain't know nothing about the block. I ain't wanna leave the block. Then I started making music, bro. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, you've put out a couple songs where you talked about the whole situation.
Yeah, I put out some pain, you feel what I'm saying? It's out on YouTube, a couple songs, you feel me? Type in PNB Mean, all my stuff gonna pop up, you feel me? But he got some stuff about to drop too, you feel what I'm saying? We keeping his, definitely everything he got going, we keeping it going.
Is there a plan for another album?
Yeah, it's a plan for another album. It's in the works, you feel what I'm saying? We were just last night listening to the track list, see what we're going to do, you feel what I'm saying? How it's going to go out, you feel what I'm saying? It's exclusive, too, because, like, everybody been wondering, damn, what PNB going to drop, PNB going to drop? Yeah, he about to drop.
Yeah, that's dope, man. Yeah, so, like, where do you go from here? Like, I don't know, what do you want the people to know about you and what your message is after having gone through something so horrific?
I'm gonna just, like, really, like, tap all the way in to the music like he wanted me to. You feel what I'm saying? Because he wanted me to be lit like he lit. So I'm gonna just work hard, do what I gotta do, you feel what I'm saying? And keep everything in motion. You know what I'm saying? I'm stepping too. So it's like, it's whatever, bro.
Definitely. It's like when you think about him, like when you want to remember him, when you want to remember the better times, what do you go to? Is it the music? You watch the music videos? Like, because I was pretty moved just watching that Academics interview you did, just seeing this portrait of him right before he passed. Like, you forget how these interviews just mean so much once the person's gone, you know?
My phone got like a lot of footage from me of us, so. Like, every time I open my phone, it just be us. You feel what I'm saying? So, I be sad as shit. You feel me? And my phone, I go to YouTube and I see some videos, some shit. But this phone be crazy. Like,
yeah.
I gotta put it down. Like, damn.
Damn. Rest in peace.
Yeah, long live, bro. Rest in peace, Rock. But everybody see what I'm doing. You feel what I'm saying? They know I'm on go for, bro. Like, I'm gonna carry it.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot. It's a big weight to carry.
It is.
To, like, try to really represent this person once, like, they're gone.
It is.
It's like you're living for two people, you know?
Well, three, because my brother that passed before us, I was already living for him. I got his name tatted on my face. You feel what I'm saying? Before this, like, this, so now I gotta get another tat. You feel me?
Yeah.
I'm tatted like you. Man, I see you tatted. I'm tatted like you, bro. Yeah. So now I gotta get a portrait of my brother now. You feel me? I got my other brother, and I got another. I gotta get my brother on my back.
You still got the back?
Hey, I gotta get I'm gonna get his whole face on my back, like my whole back. You know what I'm saying? His face.
Right. No, you gotta pay tribute, man. Yeah, rest in peace, PNB Rock.
Yeah, rest in peace, PNB Rock, bro. Amen.
Yeah, and thanks for sharing your story with us and everything too.
Yeah, I appreciate you. You feel me? They gonna see me like they gonna see what I'm doing, bro. If they already don't see me, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Cause I'm lit too, low key. But I'll be, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, you're doing your thing.
Yeah.
So, but let me ask you this: there was a whole conversation after you passed about fake love and how perhaps some of the people who were, you know, saying, acting like he meant so much to him, or people who hadn't had anything to do with him for years before that. Did you have any particular opinion on that? Not that we even need to, like, name names or anything.
No, we ain't got to name names, but, you know, that come with the game, you know what I'm saying? Like, we was poor. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody, like, a lot of artists that first got on was poor, like, homeless. You get what I'm saying? That's probably why, like, A&Rs and all that be liking them type of artists, because they be throwing all, they got something wrong with them. You feel what I'm saying?
It's a lot of truth to that.
They shout out.
Some of them, yeah.
That's why they fuck with us. But it's like, we ain't really had nothing, and we ain't really had no love until, like, the love came. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to my management again. Like, you feel what I'm saying? They was, like, the really ones that seen that we was homeless. You feel what I'm saying? And brought us in. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, like, but so you, that was you're real saying love.
You don't expect nothing from different artists that he has something to do with or whatever. That's not really.
I don't expect nothing from. I see people posting and all that. You know what I'm saying? And it's a couple people that's tapping in. Like, you feel what I'm saying? And that's the people that I'm shouting out. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't got a problem shouting you out if you're going to really, you know what I'm saying, show love. Like, a couple people really cut checks to, like, my brother daughter. You feel what I'm saying? Young Blue, he really, really cut checks to my bro daughter. You feel what I'm saying? I fuck with that. And he sent songs, and he getting them cleared. He don't care. He just want them to eat. You feel what I'm saying? I fuck with that.
That's respectable, yeah.
Yeah, that's thorough. You feel me? So it's a couple artists that really tapping in, for sure. I mean, if I'm leaving a couple out, on, like, but he really, like, A Boogie tapped in.
Okay.
That's my man. He tapped in, and he showed love to the estate. You mean? But...
That's real.
It's a couple people. Well,
they were really close at a certain point.
Yeah, they was
point.
Close. Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? Rock and A Boogie definitely was, like, in the stew all the time, and I was with them all day. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm.
I was always there. You mean? So it was like, it's crazy, bro. I'm talking about this shit.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing the story with us. I appreciate it, man.
I appreciate you for having me, Adam. You already know, bro.
Yeah, and just let's keep his name alive, man.
For sure.
Terrible story, and I hate that LA has this, like, reputation after Pop Smoke and this situation, that when people talk about LA, they talk about it like it's this terrifying fucking place that has no heart, no love.
Yeah, and it's not, we thought different, you know what I'm saying? We thought it was the place to be, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you
right.
Get what I'm saying? If we come from the trenches, you think
you're supposed to make it and come here and be cooling.
But, you know, it's up, like,
well, rest in peace.
Rest in peace, bro. You already know what I'm doing it for, man.
Appreciate you, man.
For sure.